The flags of their wartime divisions line the U.S. Capitol Rotunda for the ceremony to honor the old soldiers. Army General David Petraeus paid them a tribute.
Just as the horrors of the death camps will never be forgotten, neither will your courage, selflessness, or compassion.
These men are known as the Liberators. They were among the first witnesses of one of the greatest horrors of the 20th century, the concentration camps where 6 million Jews were systematically slaughtered. Much of what they did is commemorated at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. They toured the museum before the ceremony. George Sherman is now 84 years old. He was a young Jewish soldier in the U.S. Army's 11th Armored Division. In May 1945, his squadron left Linz in Austria on its way east.
Within a kilometer or two of leaving, we started to smell an odor which we couldn't identify, but it was very strong.
Sherman was in a reconnaissance unit, so he and his buddies followed the stench and found scenes that were similar to those found elsewhere in Nazi-controlled Europe. There were prisoners wandering all over.
But inside the gates, as you got in a little way, there were just piles of bodies stacked up, and mainly people coming out of what turned out to be their barracks in the worst physical condition, skeletons. A lot of the things they were wearing were just rags.
The soldiers of his division were welcomed as heroes.
This is the patch of the 11th Armored Division
at the Mauthausen concentration camp. Sherman's wife, Marcia, accompanied him on the museum tour. She says it brought back memories that he's never talked about before.
The ovens were still hot because the Germans, I mean, they're methodical right up to the last minute. You'd think they would want to, you know, get away and whatnot. No, right up to the last minute, they were just trying to kill as many as they could kill.
What angers Sherman now is when people try to deny the Holocaust.
How they can, in the face of all the evidence that has been carefully documented and authenticated, how they can deny this, it's unbelievable.
The Holocaust Museum documents the genocide and the testimony of the aging survivors. Steve Barry is 85 years old. He was on a train crammed with prisoners and still remembers the day he saw his American liberators.
I don't think that the word has been invented yet of how I felt.
He says he owes those liberators his life, but one he met disagreed.
And he said, you know, you don't owe me or us anything. This whole world owes you everything. Because what they took away from you, no one can give back to you anymore.
But the liberators did get something here in Washington.
Did you get a coin?
General Petraeus honored each of them with a medal. The aging vets could stand proud once more for what they fought for 65 years ago. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.